quarter to advance to Lakers 21 points. Lakers went 8 for 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter compared to Vassar's 3 for 7. And the final score, Lakers 62, Vassar 41. Seth Bowles led all scorers tonight with 18 points. Brendan Wisner also hit double digits with 10, including 4 free throws in the fourth. And then after that, we have Corey Minetti at 9, Braden Smith with 8. Drew Scholler and Mason Pasek each with 4, Nick Siegfried at 3. And then James Dubes and Travis Deering each in the books with 2 points. All but 2 players for Lakers scored tonight. That was Troy Chappell and Corey Hatfield. Both players making their presence out there. For the Vassar Vulcans, we have leading the way, that would be Garrett Gaughan with 7 points, who broke the streak at the beginning of the game. And then we have 3 players with 6 points, Ricardo Macon, Jackson Knoll, and that would be Luke Bokert, each with 6 points. Trey Callahan with 5 points, all from the free throw line, as he went 5 for 6 from the charity stripe. And then we have Abraham Serta with 4 points in the fourth, Stephen Hecht with 4 points as well, and then Jervon Wilson with 3 to round out the Vassar scoring. Vassar did not score in the first quarter, scored 18 in the second, 14 in the third, and 9 points in the fourth quarter for a total of 41 points. From the free throw line, they were 15 for 24 for 62%, and they had a total of 12 turnovers on the night. They did defeat Lakers in that aspect, as Lakers had 20 turnovers altogether, 1 in the first, 9 in the second, 8 turnovers in the third, and then 2 turnovers in the fourth quarter. Lakers as a team was 9 for 13 from the charity stripe for 69% altogether. Rebounding did go in favor of the Lakers, but Vassar did close the gap in the second half. As final tally for rebounds, Lakers 32, Vassar 28. Lakers had 30 defensive boards and just 2 offensive boards. Vassar had 15 defensive boards and 13 boards on the offensive side of things. Impressive there, that's for sure. Lakers' largest lead came with 6:05 in the second quarter when they led by 22 points, 22-0. And then, of course, at 4:18, Vassar finally broke through for 3 points. John Moody?
Shooting percentages, really, we can throw them out. I'm looking at these things.
They don't
I'm
make sense.
I'm shaking my head.
They don't make sense.
I'll just go right through it. Is that Lakers, 25 for 47, 53%.
Wow. They increased it in the second half.
They did, just a hair, but they increased it. And if you break it down as far as three-point line, which they only shot 9 the whole game. This is not the Laker program that I'm used to, okay?
That's a good thing.
It is, because it's usually Cape Canaveral every night. But anyways, 3 for 9, okay, 33%. All the damage was done on the inside, and that's exactly what you want to do. Team that controls the paint is the team that wins. 22 for 38, 57% on the inside. Imagine that. So grand total, again, 25 for 47, 53% for the Lakers. For the Vulcans, 11 for 66, 66 shots, 16%. They had 19 more shots than the Lakers.
Wow.
But, what they do with it? Inside the arc, they were 9 for 46, 19%. Outside the arc, 2 for 20, 10%.
They took 23s tonight.
23s, but, this is not their gym, and they're just not used to these rims, evidently.
Well, on behalf of Lakers, I will say no team does well in this gym. Sometimes not even Lakers with this gymnasium. It's a tough place to play, and it showed tonight as Lakers, with a good crowd behind them on coming home, takes the victory.
And they have a formula on how to win. Their shot selection has really improved for this game. Interesting to see how this happens in district play. As far as Vassar is concerned, they're going to be happy to get out of this place. But the next time we see them is going to be in Cass City.
Next week. Next Friday, we'll be covering that game as well. Well, John, as long as the standings, I won tonight. You took Lakers by 6. I took Lakers by 7. Vegas had them by 8.5. Well, in that regard, we were all wrong. It was a 19-point victory for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. That, of course, snaps a seven-game losing streak. Their last victory came against Vassar on January 20th. That was about 38 days ago. 62-41 is the final here tonight. Vassar now has lost six in a row. Their last victory is against Cass City, who they play next week. And that was back on January 27th. That was their last victory, and they've only won one game since January 4th, their last victory, aside from that Cass City game, Saginaw Arts and Sciences on January 4th.
But like we said, you know, this is going to be a building year for
both
squads. And I could see both these teams battling it out for the GTW next year.
There's going to be a big swing, I think, in who's atop of the Greater Thumb West next year.
There might be some reloading going on.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's going to be a tougher league because of the kids who are sticking around.
So Lakers now at 6-11 overall. Coming into tonight, they average only 42 points a game. Tonight they scored 62, even in home games in which they win. So coming in tonight, they're 2-5. In averages and wins at home, they scored 53. They even exceeded that. And they gave up 41, which was 7 points below their average altogether. In their home, when they're at home, they gave up typically 49.7. Tonight, just 41. Vassar came in tonight scoring 38 points a game and allowing 53. They scored 41, 3 points above their average, but they gave up 62, 9 points above their average.
Turnovers really hurt.
They do.
But I'll tell you what, I don't think anyone cared about turnovers tonight. All they cared about was this entertaining?
It was a very entertaining game.
And the answer is yes. I mean, a 21-point blowout. You'd swear it was decided by two or three, you know?
Wow.
Great game.
So let's take a look at the schedule for next week for the Lakers on Wednesday. The rest of the season, Lakers is home. Their final five regular season games, Brown City and Vassar, now in the books. Lost to Brown City 41-52. Beat Vassar tonight 62-41. Next week on Wednesday, they're home against Sandusky. And then on Friday, they are home against Reese, who just lost to Harbor Beach this past Wednesday. Definitely beatable, but streaky. Reese is very streaky. And it all relies on Gabe Robinson at the left wing.
That is true. And also, if you notice, I don't think Reese really controls the paint
Correct.
As much as they could. And tonight, that's exactly where the Lakers went. And they went with a vengeance, is controlling the paint. I like that. I really do.
And then, of course, Lakers rounds out the regular season at home on March 2nd. I believe that is a Thursday, I believe, against USA. And then, of course, the district tournament. District 84 is right here in Laker country, hosted by the Lakers. And Lakers drew Bad Axe in their first round. The winner goes on to play Harbor Beach on that side of the bracket. Lakers has fallen to Bad Axe twice this season, 42-48 at home.
Here comes the quote.
And then 36-41 on the road. Well, let's hear it, John. I've been waiting all season to hear it.
I mean, my golly, you know, who can beat a team three times in one season? Right?
There, the coach.
coaches that are 0-2 are the ones that say that.
Yes, indeed. Vassar next week. It's going to be rough on Wednesday a little bit as they are hosting Millington on Wednesday in Vassar, then on the road at Cass City, a game you'll hear on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWSports.com. And thank you to our we had some listeners in Florida tonight throwing some nice compliments our way. We appreciate that, as always. And on Friday, on the road at Cass City, we'll be broadcasting from the mezzanine.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It should. Well, if tonight was any any reference, we're in for a wild ride for the next, I'd say, a month, really.
Pretty much. March Madness is going to be fun, but you know we've got two games remaining that I think are going to be good games to watch.
We have Cass City, Vassar next week.
Yes.
And then Deckerville at Ubley to round out the regular season on Tuesday, February 28th.
Ubley's looking for revenge in that one.
Yes, indeed. That's right. And, of course, we'll have all the District 84 action right here from Lakers at courtside. Beautiful setup. We can't thank the staff at Lakers enough. Mr. Weidman, we appreciate it. Setting us up right at midcourt. We're in between the scores table to our left. To our right is the Vassar bench. Beautiful setting. You can see the entire court. We're right in the action. And we very much appreciate it, especially with the little bit wild finish and wild game altogether. And the explanations from the officials were excellent to be able to listen into those as well. So
being right in the middle of things is just a dream.
It's fantastic. Really can't say it enough. So, John Mooney, final thoughts from tonight.
Like I said, entertaining ball game, and looking forward to the next one.
We'll have Vassar again next Friday as they take on Cass City on the road. And tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, more shoreline.